This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There are several major economic factors to observe in 2026. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The U.S. macroeconomy is influencing agriculture input costs, commodity price trends, and supply and demand fundamentals. Matt Erickson, senior analyst at Terrain, said inflation, tariffs, and interest rates will be major factors to keep an eye on in 2026.
Yeah, you know, the variables that I'm looking at for 26, you know, first, I think we got to look at the macro picture. You know, what does inflation look like? How does the U.S. economy, you know, kind of stand right now? And, you know, we got some September data with regard to the consumer price index. And year over year, it's about 3% growth with regard to inflation. That's still above the Fed's target of 2%. We think about the Fed's dual mandate here with regard to how they dictate interest rates with regard to their decision making. They do have a dual mandate. You've got price stability and maximum employment. So right now for 2025, we've seen 50 basis points worth of cuts. And that's basically reflective of a softening labor market.
Erickson said farmers need to be cautious with how many interest rate cuts they expect the Fed to make this year.
But we also have the price stability side and inflation that we still have to worry about. So in 2026, I think some of the balance of risk is going to shift towards price stability in order for us to get down to that 2% level. So I would tell producers with regard to 2026, you know, be cautious with regard to the amount of rate cuts that you would expect the Fed to have. Currently, right now, we're about 3.75 to 4% for the Fed funds rate. And so that's kind of where we head into going into 2026.
For more economic data, visit terrainag.com. Find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.